I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. A bipartisan working group met for the first time Tuesday to look at the danger presented to children who are exposed to secondhand smoke while riding in a car. According to a 2006 Harvard School of Public Health study, children who inhale secondhand smoke in cars are exposed to unsafe levels of a number of contaminants, even if the window is slightly cracked open. Dr. Michelle Cloutier is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine. She says secondhand smoke can trigger health problems in young children.
Secondhand smoke exposure is associated with more respiratory disease. There's also an association with more middle ear disease, more ear infections, otitis media, as well as there's an association with the development of childhood asthma. And finally, in young children, secondhand smoke exposure has been associated with sudden infant death syndrome.
Earlier this year, a bill failed to come up for a vote that would have penalized drivers who smoke while transporting a child who is required to use a child safety seat. Now that bill's sponsor, Democratic State Representative Henry Jenga, as well as Republican Representative Noreen Kukuruta, have convened a bipartisan working group to look at the issue further and to come up with a set of recommendations to minimize children's exposure to secondhand smoke. Representative Jenga.
What we expect to accomplish here is not a narrow, defined legislation just to cars. What we come up in the end, hopefully, will be a consensus that we'll be able to use for the years ahead and to put into legislation.
According to the Harvard School of Public Health study, 35 to 45% of children in the U.S. are regularly exposed to secondhand smoke in homes and cars. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.